Light Talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Cheryl on the line at Bentley Park. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
What are you saying, Cheryl?
I've just had an incident on Saturday night that really frightened me. I have a disabled son, and he works during the week, and he loves to get on the mattress in the lounge room and watch the big TV and Foxtel channels. I pick his channel, and he sets it up with his mattress and pillows and everything, which we did Saturday night, and he came out of his bedroom, and I said, "Did you do your teeth?" And he said, "No." I went in to turn my bed down. He went in to do his teeth. Massive crash, massive. We both come running down the hallway. There was glass strewn from one side of the front of the house right through to the back, and a brick lying on the floor.
Oh, no.
And glass all over his mattress where he would have been 2 minutes later.
No.
Yes. And this is not the first incident. He would have been covered in it. It was everywhere. It took us hours and hours, and I'm still. We're still walking around with shoes. It's just. And by the time we realised what had happened, the vase on the where the TV is as well came down right where he would have been, smashed, and it was scattered everywhere. And it was just, when I looked out, there was just nobody because there's a laneway across the street and they're just gone.
Do you think you were targeted or were you chosen at random for this outrage?
I talked, the neighbours came over because they know I'm an older mum with just, you know, with the disabled. They're lovely. We're all older at this end. And the two ladies, neighbours next door and across the street, she's been hit twice. She's been hit twice this month. She's had her blind glass out. Her husband was in bed when the rock, they took it from my next door neighbour's front yard, and the one that came through mine came from my front yard that circles my trees. Because I don't have a fence. We're open. We're both open. So it's not just me.
No. Do you know why
this
is happening?
They've had to pay. Yes, they've had to pay because they don't want their premiums to go up. They're paying for the glass themselves. And then I walk my dog. I just wanted to let you know, I walk my little dog. He's not much help. He's just company. But and I talk to the younger ones. There's younger ones. We're the elderly lot that are being targeted this end. And then there's the younger ones. It's not just us. They're using slingshots and taking out the windows up around the back of us as well. And when I walk the dog, people talk to you. And you see O'Brien, a growing glass guy said he's got a, they've got great in this street, in this area.
They've got what, sorry?
They've got it great here. Oh. They're making money in this area with us.
God.
Twice in 1 month. And then she said, "Have you had a break in at the back?" And I said, "Yes," to my neighbour. She said, "Have you got burn marks and slits in all your screens that are on your patio?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Same mob." She's had it too. Same mob. 10 o'clock it was for her, and just after 10 it was for me.
What are they trying to do with the security? I didn't quite understand that, with the burns, etc.
They lose their temper when they can't get in, and they're burning through your screen doors because we have the plastic. We've got the plastic protecting the handles on the screen doors.
Okay.
They just lose their temper, get mad, and burn cigarette burns right through your screen onto the plastic.
Has anybody seen them? Are they children?
When you talk to some people, and when you talk to people out and about, they don't understand. All you get back is, the little buggers. They're not little buggers. They're young criminals.
Thank you. Exactly.
They're growing up to be adult criminals.
Of course they are. Then they spend all those years behind bars, and we have to pay all that amount of money. But, no, you can't be cruel to them. You have to get them back on track. Otherwise, it's another wasted life.
Well, why are they getting slapped on the wrist and sent back?
Because we've got a government without a spine. It's as simple as that. They're living in fairyland. And how the hell we let them get...
Why don't they keep a record of them, what they're doing now? Keep the record. And when they all turn 18, they're straight in front of a judge and they're sentenced.
But then...
At least we'd have a roll over that way.
Well, at least we'd have a level of protection. They'd been withdrawn from society. But we have to do better than that. Surely we're better than
that.
Intervene earlier and get these kids on the straight and narrow. Don't send it back to parents if the parents are actually encouraging them, probably training them to break in. I mean, what a dead loss that is. And this is what this journalist is saying. If they're repeat offenders, why are they constantly released?
Yes, they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be released.
She's a nurse at the hospital, and she said, you'd be surprised what you see up there. She said, last night she rang me and said, pack up everything and get your stuff, get a storage and get over here because they're at Mount Sheridan. Mm. And still, there's crime over there too. But they're scared for us. And I said, I'm not moving. Mm. I rent here. I've come from a small town and I've got a tenant in my house down there now because my mum passed away and the sister says, come up. I'm an older mum and they'll be there for my son.
Mm.
And I have never been so shocked. It was all right in the beginning, but I've had three attempted break-ins and a man trying to open up and come in my front door. Mm. Luckily, I had the screen locked. This is what's been going on in this house. I'm scared of night time. Yeah. I'm scared to go out in case I'm broken into. I'm scared to stay home.
Have the police been out to investigate these attacks?
Yes, each time they've been cruise this street quite constantly, a few times a night. They cruise this area. They're hit and run. It's hit and run. And the young couple I talked to up around the way up the back when I walk the dog, he's talking. He's frightened for his family. He doesn't want to go to work. His kids go to school. The wife's home with the baby. He said, "This can't go on. We're living in the freezer this week." He's paying for the glass from the slingshot, and then it screams the next week, and then it's something. It's just constantly over and over and over. It's like just a fan going around and going nowhere.
Mm. Can't go on. Can't go on,
and
but it will go on unless.
He said he's thinking of moving, and he's got a neighbour that's talking about it. Mm. See, it's not just the elderly, the young, they will move away. They will go to areas that are safe, and Cairns will start to be dead. People just won't put up with it. Oh, they just won't stay. Why would they stay? As you said, why would you?
It's a community cowering in fear, isn't it? And all they can say at the government level is, turn the other cheek. Fundamentally, turn the other cheek because they do nothing to rein it in. Rein it in. It's a disgrace.
Someone's going to get badly hurt, and if it's my son, all hell's going to break loose.
Mm.
And we can't do what they're doing in other states with COVID. We can't march because of COVID. There would be hundreds of us marching these streets if we could do it over this issue.
All right, Cheryl, look, I appreciate what you've shared with us today. I think there'll be hundreds of people out there in parallel situations equally angry and demanding something be done. We've just got to demand
more
effectively.
Well, we are the heart of this town now, aren't we?
Exactly. You're the community cowering in fear. We're all part of that community cowering in fear. And our representatives fundamentally looking the other way. And hoping it will go away. Well, trust me and trust the people if this town's not going to go away unless you get off your backsides and organise a justice system that impacts on these kiddie criminals. As you said, Cheryl, before, more people are getting hurt, become victims of it physically. I've got to shoot through now because there's a bit of a queue up here, I've got to tell you, but you've spoken very, very powerfully indeed.
Thank
you, Cheryl. She's out there at Bentley Park and probably expressing the feelings of thousands of people in this city of ours. 24 to 11.
There are